Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Great to see you, Holly. See you. Come in. Good to have you here this morning. It is a blessing to be here this morning. And, you know, around this time of year, it's typical for people where we live to head on south to catch a few rays of sunshine in Arizona or California. We actually don't need to do that because this morning's Transfiguration Sunday. Jesus is shining right in front of us, and we're going to catch his rays and the light that he gives us, and we're going to take it in and then spread it out in our community. That's the wonderful blessing of Transfiguration Sunday. Can everyone hear me okay? I think I'm on. I think it's working well. Am I muted? Okay. I think it's working. No, you're right. I think these are picking me up. We do have a few announcements to share before we begin, but it's also special this morning because our children and youth are leading us in worship. The ringing of the bell, the greeting, the ushering, the singing, the reading, all those things are being done by our children and youth. So thank you to them. Be sure to encourage them and then also say thank you as well. It's great to have them leading us this morning. A few announcements to share. The first is that, of course, this being Transfiguration Sunday, we're transitioning to the season of Lent. And this Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, of course. We will gather for soup supper at 6 o'clock in the fellowship hall. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll come back into the sanctuary for Holden evening prayer and the imposition of ashes. If you've ever participated in that, it is a significant time because it highlights our need for returning to the Lord, and that's what those ashes symbolize, repentance and a returning back to the Lord. So we'll be meeting each of the six Wednesdays over the next 6 weeks. We are looking for people who would like to be a driver or those who are in need of a ride for those Wednesday nights. It is in the evening, and we want to organize rides for those those who have a hard time driving at night. So if you would like to be a driver or you need a ride, please talk to myself or to Callie in the next couple days so that we can organize that. Also, one other note to share with you is that we received about 30 Bibles this week from Love, Inc. They're very nice Bibles. They retail for about $30 a piece. They're leather-bound and have thin pages, and they're located right in the bookcase in the narthex area. You might not take it today, but if you do know someone that would that needs a Bible, it would be an excellent gift to share with them and open up God's Word to them. So it's just a great gift from Love, Inc. That retails about $800 in Bibles were given to our church, so just a wonderful blessing. Other announcements to share this morning. I know we've got a couple very important ones. Kay Glather.
Well, I don't know how very important this is, but we're trying to start a sewing / craft group, and we're going to meet for the first time tomorrow about 10 o'clock. It says 8 in your bulletin. We're not meeting at 8. 10 o'clock. We have a small project to work on, but mostly we're going to be doing organizing and trying to figure out what we want to do. And if it sounds like I don't know what I'm talking about, pretty much that's it. But we'll be planning more tomorrow. So join us if you can, 10 o'clock tomorrow.
I'm going to just talk a little bit about Every Child. And you received a handout, with your bulletin this morning. And this is new to me. I'm being introduced to a lot of new things recently. But as I read this, I was quite moved by it. And this morning, it's really wonderful to have the youth from Peace actively participating, in our service this morning. There are children that do not have the opportunities to be part of a loving, supportive community. In 2016, there were over 11,000 children who spent time in foster care in Oregon. On average, there were 7,600 children in foster care on any given day, and 66% were in more than one foster home. Many of the children were split from their siblings. The Department of Human Resources, or Human Services, is in charge of meeting the needs of foster care children in our community. Love, Inc. is working with DHS to help ease the transition by providing welcome boxes and launch boxes. The majority of the children coming into foster care must wait at least 2 hours, and some a lot longer. They have been removed from their home and everything familiar, often with nothing more than the clothes on their back. While they are waiting, a social worker gives them an age-appropriate welcome box of items to occupy their time and to take with them into their new foster home. The handout has a list of items, some required and some are optional, that are suggested to fill the boxes. As children age out, and this is something I didn't think about until I read this, but children age out of the foster care, and that's 18 to 21 year olds. And for them, there are what they call launch boxes. And they are filled with basic supplies for these young adults as they move from foster care homes into independent living. Filling welcome boxes or bringing items to help fill a launch box is one small way we can help support these children. It is a great way to get our children and grandchildren involved with helping others. There is a table in the narthex with empty welcome boxes that you can take home and fill, and there will be launch boxes for you to donate items from the list. And we ask that you return the boxes and the donations to the church by March 11th. That's 4 weeks from today. And I just want you to read the handout and think about it, pray about it, and, about helping these. We are to help the less fortunate, and I think these children are truly the less fortunate. And if you have any questions, you can please ask Ellen. She knows a lot more than I do, but I would be glad to talk to you also. Thank you.
Thanks, Sharon. This is an activity that's church-wide in Philomath. All the churches are partnering together with Every Child Oregon. So it's wonderful being in partnership with our other churches. And I think I know who this is. Go ahead.
The look of dread as I approach the mic from him. Good morning, everyone. All of you should have gotten an email from Kelly. After church today, we're going to be celebrating 10 years of ministry for Pastor Lucky. It was on February 10th of 2008 that he was ordained. So please join us for Sloppy Joe's. His mom, Becky, made them, and Dad, Tom, is here as well. We have cake, and if that doesn't entice you, I may have an embarrassing picture or two of Pastor.
She's good. She'll get me good. I have no doubt about that.